Hello, my name is Carnisha, Rich Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having any medical emergencies, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I am. It's not an emergency. I'm just calling. I want to ask a question. I don't know whether you can answer or not.
Okay.
I know the other department, they saying that just 65 and older in the process of giving those. But there, what about 64 with pre-existing condition? They still not doing any of those anywhere? I mean, because they're easy to get the coronavirus, just like 65 and older. Especially they got CHF and CAD, you know. So I was wondering why are they not saying 64 and with 64 through 65 with pre-existing condition. I mean, I don't understand why they are not doing those that have pre-existing conditions now. And I just wondering why, can you answer that, or what?
Okay, this isn't the COVID vaccine registration line. It's a lot of people that do the vaccine testing, will give you the vaccine, but within the health department, the only thing that they do on that registration line on our end is they pre-register you in for the health departments only. But we've been pre-registering for like 3 months now. We haven't actually been, they haven't gave us a day to start back doing appointments. And a lot of people say like CVS, Walmart, you know, drive-thrus, they're not connected with us. And it looks like a lot of people saying they're going there. But with the health department, they're just still pre-registering in. So I couldn't tell you when you'll get a test or when you won't get a test because they haven't gave us any updates in like 3 months now.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. All we've been doing is pre-registering. We haven't actually did any like appointments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, like I said, I was just wondering because people with pre-existing condition can easily get COVID just like 65 and older can, you know. So I was just wondering what was going on with that. Why they got it like that. That's all and I saw y'all number on the line and I was calling to see what was going on. Can you give me an answer to that or send me to somebody can maybe answer that or something?
Yeah, because on this line, that's all I do, the coronavirus. I'm like, I can give you the line to the restaurant line, but they wouldn't really have any information because all they do is register you in. But you can try to call and see if they can tell you more information.
Okay, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Anything else I can do for you?
No, ma'am, that was it.
All right. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
All right, you too.